Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
We've a lot to catch up on, as it has been a minute since I've last recorded an episode or video. My heart and mind has been with our podcast and our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel every single day. Today in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about where I have been, what I have been up to, which will include a recent big move that I made. We will address some reasons why I made this move, and third, where I ended up and how this ties into narcissism. I'm thrilled to be back. I have missed you. Let's get started. In the video entitled My Story, I shared with you that I lived in Texas for about 20 years or so. I have loved Texas. So many great things to do, great people, though for the past few years or longer, I have felt the desire to move. I had no idea where to, but I was searching for where I could move to once I left the area. I searched all over the U.S., from Florida to Missouri to Colorado. I took trips across the country, exploring areas that I haven't visited before, looking for a new place where I can call home. I investigated alternate ways of living, too, as I was open to doing life differently than to collect things to store in my house. I looked into tiny home living. I looked into RV life, which has quadrupled over the past couple of years. I researched living abroad, the requirements, the process, and for those who have made it happen. And then I listened to my heart after all my searching and decided to make the big move. And in this episode, we're going to talk about it. I looked into Portugal, which had recently become a very popular country to move to. You see, I needed a change, and I needed one in a big way. The city life had got to me. The city I lived in for decades had changed. Or maybe it was I that changed. I no longer was enthralled with the fast pace of life and no longer was needing to fill up my calendar with endless events around town. I was seeking something different, a different pace, a different culture, perhaps. Now, Texas will always have a special place in my heart. In fact, many are choosing to relocate to the state and are selecting cities like Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin and other cities in Texas. People are coming from everywhere to make it home. While they are wanting in, I was wanting out. After researching for years, probably going back 5 years or more, I boarded a plane to take an exploratory visit to Mexico. What happened next may shock you. I absolutely loved it. I felt safe. I was able to dust off my Spanish, and it resurfaced my curiosity to learn about a new culture and a different way of life. I was beyond excited. People were friendly, something I was not used to from my big city life. I was able to interact with ease. I didn't sense I was being manipulated or exploited in Mexico. It was like a breath of fresh air. People seemed genuine and supportive. Was I living in a cloud or fog? I felt welcomed. People were patient with me, interacted with me, and I felt included even though I was a foreigner. I didn't expect to like it that much. I now see the lure to Mexico. And now a word from our sponsor.
Before we get into the details, I want to share about Athletic Greens because I'm so thankful for it. I started to take AG1 because I was looking for something to help me boost my nutrition and energy in my life than what my current diet provided. I needed a boost beyond my standard normal diet. I was also looking for something green. As I've read, and you probably have too, the impact of eating green foods. Now, I've been taking it 4 weeks. I absolutely love it. It has a mild tropical taste, which I look forward to each morning. But what is AG1? With one scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all of these things. I take it in the morning first thing, and it gets me going. What I like about it is that it's lifestyle friendly, works with any diet. I can take it with me when I travel. It's paleo, keto, vegan, gluten-free, and I can easily incorporate it into my daily routine. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership of your health and to pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Now, I didn't decide right away that I would move to Mexico after my exploratory trip, but it was a huge contender. I thought about it a lot when I returned home and made several pro-con lists. Ultimately, I decided to move forward with applying for a Mexico residency card so it could open the door to Mexico as an option. Now, there are several ways to enter Mexico if you are not a citizen. One is a tourist visa, second is a residency card. In 2021, Mexico changed the time frame for the tourist visa, and it was no longer guaranteed to receive 180 days. It was up to the immigration officer upon arrival, which many were receiving less than 180 days. I wanted to establish residency, which means to apply for a temporary residency, which is renewed annually, and after 4 years, I can become a permanent resident. So after my residency card was approved, I went through a series of steps and events to leave the USA and make the move to Mexico on a permanent basis. So when I say I was ready for change, I was ready. I was ready to move to Mexico. I had decided this was the way I was going to go. So this change may sound abrupt to you, but it's been a change that has been in the works for many years. It's odd, but when I purchased my home, I thought about it then that I wanted to live abroad. I decided to take a big step and to move forward with something that I have wanted to do for a long time. So I began the series of preparations that I needed to do in order to make this move happen. Some of those items were: one, applying for and getting approved with a temporary residency with a Mexican consulate. Two, downsizing and selling my home. Third, holding an estate sale and selling most of my possessions. Four, moving remaining items into storage. And five, deciding where in Mexico to start my new adventure. You see, I was thrilled. I was excited, but yet I was nervous at the same time. I didn't know where I was going to land exactly. So after conducting my own estate sale and putting the rest in storage, I boarded a plane to Guadalajara and from there ended up in the Lake Chapala area. I accepted a house sit or a pet sit for approximately 2 months or so, so I could not only take care of animals, which I adore, but to learn about a new city and area. Now, if you'd like to learn more about pet sitting in Mexico, I have a link in the description below. Now, Lake Chapala is a popular expat community with many foreigners from Canada and the United States. English is widely spoken, and it's a hotspot for many retirees. It's right on the largest lake in Mexico, which is a big draw to the area. After 2 months of pet sitting for a great family, I had to make a decision if I was going to stay in the area or if I was going to move and explore another area of Mexico. What was I going to do? So I decided to start looking for an apartment in the area within my budget. I was absolutely stunned with what I found. I found a perfect casita for me on absolutely stunning grounds. After seeing the place for the first time, I was all in. I signed a lease and I love it. Now I can go into more detail on this if you'd like and or do another video on this. Drop a comment below on what questions you may have. I can talk about the process for obtaining temporary or permanent residency, local contacts, the process and contacts for insurance while here, local drivers and taxis, how to find a place to rent, and more. I am still learning and getting acquainted, but if you have thought about leaving the USA, exploring Mexico, and are seriously considering it, I'd love to be a resource for you. Now, as you know, we talk a lot about moving forward after a relationship with a narcissist, but we also touch on the broader global narcissism. I don't want to get too off topic, but I share this recent chain of events for several reasons. One, you may feel something needs to change in your life. It could be a relationship. It could be your country. It could be an environmental change. One thing that happened during the most recent events is that many started to gain a new perspective. Many eyes were opened and people started to see things they never saw before. You may be afraid to move forward, but let me encourage you to make the move when ready at a time that is right for you. Second, the change may be big and could require many steps. After I decided to sell my house, which was one big decision, I was faced with about 10,000 other smaller decisions afterward. Some too made me question my original decision. Third, we may be accustomed to being the frog in the water. We may see the water start to simmer, but we may tell ourselves that we are okay and it's just a simmer. So are you the frog in the water? May this episode be a tool to allow you to increase the questioning of events around you and to encourage you to move forward when the time is right for you. Now, I've shared a lot in this episode, and it's a little different from my others. Drop a comment below. Let us know what you think. Drop some questions, give us a like, and subscribe to be part of the journey.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.